God has a dream for me. If I will let it be, God has a dream for me. If I only listen, listen, when God has a dream for me, it lets me be. If I open my heart, when old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and as I go my own way, God has a plan for me, a special design for me. God has a plan for me. If I only listen, listen, God shows His plan to me. Asks me if I'll agree, make His dream reality, being all I can be. When old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and gray, and off the pathway I stray, God stays beside me each day as I go my own way. God stays beside me each day.
Yes, indeed, God does have a dream for you and a dream for me. The CD was performed by a Canadian duo, Off the Hook. Kevin and Cheryl did me the honor of making this recording of a song I wrote a few years ago. If you would like the copy of God Has a Dream for Me, just go to the website www.innergarden.com. Welcome to Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I'd like to say that this is the day that God has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. Practicing Christianity and spiritualism allows us to embrace and serve an interdenominational congregation. Our mission is to help each and every one of you honor God in your own way by being everything that you can be. We want everyone to know that all spiritual roads lead to the one God. The name of the one God may differ, but a rose by any other name is still a rose, so God by any name is still the same God, a God of love, a source of life, through whom we can celebrate our uniqueness and our oneness with all of creation.
Well, welcome back to Online Chapel. That you have been away for a couple of weeks, having a nice holiday. I'd like you to join me for the opening prayer, and then we'll have a chat to a very interesting guest. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, creator of the universe and all that is in it, we thank you for this wonderful day and the opportunity to join with each other in the communion of spirit. Let us remember those who are less fortunate than we, that we may feed their body, mind, and spirit. Give shelter to those who are in need of shelter, and compassion towards those who are experiencing challenges of every kind. We ask you to enter into the heart of each person listening so that he or she may feel the spirit moving inside and become part of the earth angels that sent here to be help to those in need. Please help us remember we all come from the same source, God, and that we are all part of a greater family. As a family, be concerned, whether it be our earth family or our spiritual family, to help us learn together, accept the differences we each have, and celebrate the uniqueness that God has created in each of us. Acknowledge, validate, and appreciate the gifts of each member of the family. And most of all, help me to express the highest and best gifts that you have given to me. Amen. Well, today we have a really exciting guest for you, Valerie Hansen. And I first met Val when we were when she was a co-organizer of the Traveling Psychic Fair that brought professional and spiritual mediums, alternative medicine practitioners, and spiritual consultants into cities across Canada. And later, at that time, I think I knew you as Faye, Val, but at any rate, later I knew her as Val, and I appeared together with her on TV program I hosted and worked together in seminars and workshops, and we shared a location together for a while in Delta before the calling took her off to Prince George area of British Columbia. And there's a list that are so long that it would take me the whole hour just talking about all the great things that you have done in your life there, Val, and you're not all that old, so goodness knows what it'll be like. So hi, Val. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Barb. Thank you very much. Yeah, you make me sound very impressive.
Well, you are a very impressive lady.
Oh, well, thank you very
before
much.
We get started, Val, I'm going to give out the numbers that they can call us at the last half hour of the show. And in the USA, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, 888-810-8322. And the direct international line is 530-876-3222. And we will go back to that after we talk to Val for a little while. So back to you, Val. Talk to us a little bit about how you started on your spiritual journey.
I think I grew up with it. Both my father and my grandfather were water dowsers. My mother was a private secretary, but I remember her being very intuitive about the people that she was dealing with within her office situation. And she was, well, perhaps most mothers are like that, though. She was a human lie detector. Nothing like that. She was very intuitive with her children. And I always had a thirst for knowledge about anything spiritual, psychic, out of the ordinary. I just had an inner knowing that there was more out there than just ABC and 2 plus 2 equals 4.
And I think that curious mind kind of led you down a very interesting path because when I first knew you, of course, as I said, you were really working hard promoting and bringing people into areas that weren't getting serviced, and you put a lot of time, energy, and money into that.
I did, and it was I was really concerned about quality, and I'm still concerned about quality. I don't like to see people scammed. I don't like to see people given misinformation. So I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of searching, not only in the spiritual realms, but also I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I also have a master's in neurolinguistic programming now. So I'm looking a lot also at the scientific end of things, quantum physics and the work of Dr. Candace Pert, Dr. Bruce Lipton, of course, Dr. Michael Newton, and Dr. Brian Weiss in the hypnotism field.
Well, this is something that you and I have shared because you knew that for many years I've been a hypnotherapist as well and have basically taught in the night school. And
right.
This was a thing. Two things that are really important to me is ethics and that we get the proper knowledge out there and that we understand that it's not some kind of hokey-pokey thing we're dealing with.
Yeah, and be willing to change yourself as you go, I think. I teach my students that my expectation of them is to sift the information I'm giving them through their own experiences, through their own learning, reading, and so forth. And, you know, what I'm saying today is what I believe to be true. However, if I find that that information is incorrect or lacking, I'm going to add to it on the next class.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? As we learn, our evolution grows, and what we knew and maybe thought 10 years ago obviously has to grow with us. We can't just shut the door on all future learning.
That's right.
You know, and think we know it all already.
Oh, no, there's just too much information out there for one person to know it all.
Exactly. You know, the interesting thing that you brought up there is that you tell people that they must take it and kind of put it through their own system and use it the way it's best for them. And this is what we teach in the online chapel here, is that every person is an individual and all pathways lead to the same God, regardless of
right.
what pathway we take. And so if we use the highest and best of ourselves, then we are taking the path that's best for us, and we can still worship the same God, and we can also embrace each other's differences and be tolerant and acceptance of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm very big on personal responsibility.
And that is interesting, too, because you served with me at one time in First United Spiritualist Church.
Right.
And as we know, with Spiritualist Church, one of the most important principles that they preach on is the personal responsibility. And really look in the Bible, and that's basically what it says there, too, is that you need to be personally responsible.
Yeah, there's too many people out there in blame scenario. Also, a lot of people tend to be more trusting of what's outside of themselves than what's inside. I noticed this. I do a biweekly radio program up here in Prince George on The Wolf, and I find a lot of people calling in is that, well, I did this, this, and this. Was I right to do that? Well, if you listen to yourself, if you listen to your own heart, and a lot of times if you listen to your own body, you know whether you did right or wrong.
Exactly.
Usually you're on the right path.
I think you hit on a good thing there that maybe we should discuss, is that whether we have a little bit further insight in a given situation because we're outside of it and the person's maybe in a bit of a confusion.
Our job really is objectivity.
Yeah, and it's leading them to their own answer that's
right.
good for them, and no reader or medium or whatever name you want to put on it, counselor, no matter what area of counseling, should tell someone what they should do.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and I think this is what gets me, is somebody will say, well, you know, I took the advice of so-and-so, and I said, well, this is one of the reasons I won't answer a question like, should I or shouldn't I do this? I usually go, this is what I see if you go this direction, this is what I see if you go that direction.
Right.
But I don't really want to make a decision for you because I'm working out of my own center, and I may not be as daring as you are, or I may be more daring than you are, and it takes their responsibility away. Again, we're at personal responsibility.
Yeah.
They can blame you because you told them that.
Yeah, you know, good case in point. When I was doing the psychic fairs, we had the pleasure of having Jeff Graykov, who is now retired and living a life of writing.
Mm-hmm.
But we always insisted at our fairs that all readings be tape recorded. And it was not just for the convenience of the client, because they couldn't remember everything that was said, but it was also worked the other way. And I recall Jeff telling me about a lady who had phoned him up after psychic fair and said, Mr. Graykov, you told me I should leave my husband, and I did, and my whole life fell apart. And he said, Madam, in his English way, please review the tape and then call me back. And she did. She called him back and she said, I am so sorry, Mr. Graykov, you did not tell me that. A lot of times people hear what they wish to hear at the moment.
Exactly, and I always tape all my interviews. I have for a number of years since tape recorders basically came into being affordable situations and portable. And I find the same thing. Sometimes they think they hear something that they don't hear.
Yep.
And I always tell them, go over the tape when they get home and listen to it. And one of the things I impress right in the beginning of it is that I am giving that based on what I am seeing, and that nobody can tell the future cut and dry.
No, the future is probabilities. And if you make a 180-degree turn or a 120-degree turn 5 minutes later, that changes the whole scenario.
You bet. Because if we're on a pathway, we have a choice on that pathway to either go continue on it or to move off it if our own intuition, our own connection with our inner self
says
this is not the pathway I should be on. We can move off of that pathway. It's not like we're married to that.
Right.
You know, that's what's so interesting. But I really admire Jeff, because I worked with him too on Tomorrow's Fortune when I was on there many years ago in 1980.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and very intelligent man and very pure thought as far as what he's doing for other people.
You know, when I first started in this field of working professionally, Jeff Graycobb was the most gracious teacher. He basically taught me the ropes of doing radio call-in shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was the new kid on the block, and he was a name. He had books out. People knew who he was. And if he felt like he was getting all the questions, he would just say, oh, you know, I've drawn a blank. What do you think, dear?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was the only person that I worked with that did that, was that gracious.
Yeah, that's generous, and that is also a person who's very secure within their own spiritual self.
Yes.
Because the thing is that if you're, you know, you're better at what you do than I am, and I'll never be Valerie.
No.
You know? But I'm better at what I do than you are, and you're never going to be Barbara.
That's right.
So why do we need to be in a competition? Why can't we acknowledge each other? And I have kind of a little short form. I say give them the AVA, which is acknowledge, validate, and appreciate the people that are working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what you need to do, because otherwise you get the feeling, or the people get the feeling, that I can't come up to the standard or whatever. They watch some medium work sometimes. I mean, some of the big names we know, we've seen out there, but even ourselves, when we were, you know, looking at other mediums that we think, oh my goodness, aren't they wonderful? And you can imagine new people coming in trying to do mediumship, look at that and think, oh my goodness, they're just in awe. Well, they're, even my students in their first hour are better than I am at what they do.
Yeah.
And they can sometimes, I've seen some of my students come out with things that are even more surprising than I would even expect out of myself.
Yeah.
And they haven't had but an hour's training already.
Yeah, well, see, my feeling is that the only person that you're ever in competition with is yourself.
Exactly. And you do the best that you can for what God gave you.
Right.
You know, you say to you, I'm going to be the very best that I can be. And as long as you're doing that, if you're going for the highest and best of yourself, you really don't have to concern too much about that, do you?
Right, and it doesn't matter what profession you're in. You know, be the best secretary you can be, or the best steel fabricator, or the best ice skater.
Exactly.
You know,
a lot of times at the churches, you know, Val, this is the one thing that, you know, the mediums and the ministers and whatnot have attempted to do, is to validate, appreciate and validate the people out there that do the cookies, bring the cookies and the tea and the coffee every week.
Yes.
And the people who clean that church, because although they see the mediums, they see the ministers on the rostrum, and this looks, you know, they look at them sometimes a little bit in awe. They need to look a little bit at those people that keep that church going every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, without them, we wouldn't be up there. And that's for sure. And that's even in any business that you have. I mean, you have a business yourself, and you are in charge of that. But people who are working with you, if they, you know, if you don't appreciate, validate, and acknowledge these people and what they're doing for you, they aren't going to be there very long.
Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't have a website if it wasn't for a dear friend of mine, Michelle, who put it all together. You know, it's a work in progress. It always is.
Yeah, and think about all the people in your life that have been basically the ones that have been the Earth Angels. Right now we've got, I don't know if they were operating when you were down here, but Lois, I think she probably, you've met her in the field. She does the crystals and all of this type of thing. And she has a shop in Delta called Astral Connections. Now what they do there is that she has all her crystals things there, and she has people can come in and they can have a reading or talk to her about how, what the different crystals do for your energy field. And she also has an internet cafe there. So it gets a lot of people in the internet cafe that wouldn't normally be coming in and knowing about the parapsychology field.
Right.
And they're doing their own little ministry in that little corner.
Right.
And they're probably listening to us right now down there in Delta. They're part of our congregation. Maybe one of them will call in and ask you a question, but I think you probably have met her over the years because she's been around a long time.
Right.
So, you know, and I just appreciate her because no matter what I'm doing, I've got this handful of people who will say, yay, Barb, go ahead, try it, you know. And I'm 72 years old and I haven't quit trying things yet.
Well, you know what they say, when you quit trying, you might as well not be here.
Yeah, well, that's true. When we keep learning, we die, too. So
yeah.
I guess I'll just keep on studying and see what new comes up for me.
Keep learning, keep going, keep...
Yeah. Now, you've had some health challenges in your time, which, you know, they're over with now, so we don't embrace our health challenges once they've gone. We just thank God that the healing energy came for that. But for the people that are out there that do have health challenges or going through tough times, what would you feel... the best place for them to start to get themselves back on a track?
Within.
Yeah.
The biggest inspiration for me as far as getting myself back on track is just not give up. I deal with celiac disease, which is a severe allergy to gluten. So that means I can't eat anything that has wheat, oats, rye, barley, et cetera, in it. It just shuts down my entire digestive tract. Now, I was misdiagnosed for 8 years. This is a disease that North American doctors are not taught to look for. If I had been in, say, England or Australia, they probably would have picked it up right off the bat. So I was just starting to get that back on track when I moved up here. And then I was in a car accident, which made a bit of a mess of my right leg and put a hole in my colon, which is a weak point for me to start with. But what really got me there was I'm sitting in this car. I just realized that my foot was hanging at a very odd angle, and I couldn't breathe very well. And I looked up, and the first thing I saw was Guardian Angel printed on the side of a truck. Now, I don't know where this guy came from, but there is a company here that does traffic control, and that's what they're called, Guardian Angel Traffic.
Boy, isn't that great.
Yeah. And I looked at that, and I thought, I'm going to be okay. I'm okay. I got a Guardian Angel sitting right here. I'm all right.
And I went
from there. The surgeons, actually the first surgeon that looked at my legs said to my physician, oh, what am I supposed to do with this? Fortunately, the next day, a wonderful orthopedic surgeon by the name of Tim Olmsted reappeared from, I don't know, the ski team or whatever, because he's a specialist in trauma. So he's very often the surgeon on call with race car events and the ski team and so on. And he came and he had a look at the x-rays, and he was very sweet and let my husband, who's a wannabe surgeon, look at the x-rays, and he said, oh, I can fix this, and proceeded to do so. Well, it took us, so probably 3 or 4 years, but from that first thought of, oh, I wonder if they're going to have to cut my foot off, I'm walking on 2 feet, not always wonderfully, but they work. And he couldn't figure out how I healed so quickly.
Yeah, and here's a really good point. First of all, you're saying, you know, the one situation, it's not, you can't eat what you want to eat. You have to eat what you need to eat.
Right.
To keep yourself healthy, right? So sometimes, you know, we get into the want and need things, and the, what might not be healthy for us, either body, mind, or spiritually, we'll say, well, I don't want to do that, because, or I, that isn't what I want, and we get into the want thing. So we do what we need to do. So no matter how much you may like to have a nice big slice of bread, that's, well, you just have to kind of retrain your mind to say, move on a different track. I'd rather be healthy.
Well, you know, a lot of the mediums that are trained in England will really emphasize on how they eat, because I really do think that there are certain foods that are psychic poisons. But the other thing is that if you are developing sensitivity on one side, there has to be balance. So you are going to have sensitivity physically, mentally, whatever.
All three levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just heighten your sensitivity psychically without that sensitivity being heightened in other places.
This is interesting on the all three level thing, is that people don't realize that the principles that we live by, in a particular personal responsibility is one of them, is the fact that it's like looking at a farmer. If a farmer puts corn in the ground, he's going to get corn back no matter all.
Right.
He can pray all day over the crop corn and say, I wish you become broccoli, and it isn't going to happen.
Like, nope.
You know, so whatever you're putting out there, whatever you're putting into your mind is going to be what you mentally react to, and whatever you do spiritually is going to react as well. So you can look very spiritual, do all those things, but if you're not really walking the talk, it's going to have some kind of repercussion.
Yeah, it's a case of resonance. I'm sure that in elementary or junior high school, a lot of people did the experiment with the tuning forks. If you had two C tuning forks and one person held one and the other person held the other, and you got one of them ringing, the other one would ring without it being hit. It's the same thing with us. And being like a radio station, if you're broadcasting classical music, that's the audience you're going to draw. You receive and you send the same thing. There's not going to be rock and roll on the classical station. It just doesn't work that way. And it goes further into, in order to give, you have to receive, and in order to receive, you have to give.
Exactly. And the receiving thing, this is really interesting, because a lot of people have brought up on it's better to give than receive, and I think
you
somehow in the translation there may have been something wrong, because I think it should say it's as good to give as receive.
Absolutely.
You know, because
you have
if we
to have both of them. If you
exactly.
have nothing inside, how can you possibly give?
In other words, the teapot's gone dry, so I can't keep giving away tea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of philosophies that I've been looking at lately say, give what you wish to receive. So if you wish to receive money, well, then give some of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
There is I can't remember the name of the site, but there is a gentleman online that gives away books, and he keeps getting books back. People deliver him crates of books.
He must have a big library now.
He must have, you know,
yeah,
but he keeps getting
really
and giving, you know,
you
but that's the whole, it's like the rain cycle.
Yeah.
It's got to keep going. You cannot give without receiving, you cannot receive without giving.
Yeah, the river feeds the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's fed from the mountain. So, you know, there has to, in natural law, there has to be that flow. And you see, with this principle as well, like there's so many people that you try to give them something, they'll say, you shouldn't have done that.
Which,
of course I should have done it, because I wanted to have the feeling of being able to show that appreciation to you for your friendship, right?
Right, and the other thing too is, oh, you shouldn't have. Well, that means, A, I don't deserve it, and B, I'm in lack thinking.
Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is get into the thinking of saying to ourselves that we are a child of God, and that we are going to give the same pleasure to somebody else.
Yes.
And be a graceful receiver.
Yes.
Because if you're a graceful receiver, then you've got lots to give to somebody else.
Right.
And I think you know that I started out with an elephant collection that somebody started for me years ago.
Yeah.
And I've now got over 400 elephants, and I've never bought one.
Holy
moly.
You got room for all these. You got a special room, all for elephants.
Pretty soon let the elephants take over. I'm just going to call these numbers out again in case anybody's out there and wants to have a chat with you. Otherwise, we'll keep on talking here. 877 in the United States, 877-876-5227. And in Canada, 888-810-8322. And the direct international line, 530-876-3222. And if you'd like to talk to us and get a complimentary reading or to ask us questions about what we're talking about here, and we'll try to be as intelligent as we can, eh, Val? And at least let spirit move through us. They got a little bit more information from God there. So we'll certainly welcome the calls. And if the people down at Astral Connections, if any of them want to get the phone and go outside the door so the others can hear the phone, the program, because we're on a 30-second delay. And if you phone from inside, you won't be able to understand what's going on. So if you phone in, move away from your speakers so that we don't get kind of a feedback here.
Oh,
and
so
we'll go on with what we're doing there. So, Val, what's in store for you for 2007 that you know about?
That I know about?
Yeah.
A lot of the courses and things that I'm doing are up on my website, which is www.mind-med.com. I'm going to be doing an intuitive tarot class on the 24th of January.
Great.
I am going to be starting up my Information for Transformation nights again on the 7th of February. And that, for the people in the Prince George area, is every 2 weeks. We do a drop-in class. It's $5, so it's not a big expense for anyone. And we just do different things. We try different things. I don't believe in standing and talking at people. I want to give them instructions and say, all right, let's try it.
Yeah, teach them how to fish, eh?
Teach them how to fish, absolutely. And I'll be running Exploring Metaphysics again in February, which is my favorite class to teach. It's a six-week class. And it's a lot of basic psychic methods, psychometry and meditation and so on. But there's a lot of psychology in it, too. And I find in every class there are people that really get in touch with themselves. They become more confident.
We've got a call coming in, Val, so I'll just let the caller have a chat with you. Hi.
Hi, this is Nancy. How you doing?
We're doing well.
We're doing great. Hi, Val. You want to talk to this lady?
Sure. What can we do?
Well, I want to know if you can tell me health-wise what's going to happen this year for me.
Health-wise? Okay. Put out the intent, first of all, of receiving perfect health. That is the most important thing. And I think you will also find that things are on a very good positive wavelength as far as health is concerned for you this year. I just feel like there's something new coming in, like there's a surprise of information that you didn't have before, or something that you're discovering that is, but I feel a lot of happiness and excitement around it.
Oh, wonderful.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I would verify that, too, as well. I'd just add to that, I think mainly is what's happening is that you're removing yourself from an emotional pencil sharpener that may have been around you in the last year or so, a lot of pressure. And you're walking now into a little bit of more self-assurance and comfortable area. So health will be better.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful to hear.
There you go. Well, thank you for calling us.
Well, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
We will.
Okay, blessings.
Bye now. Well, that was nice, Val.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if a few more people call in. And we're starting to, we had 2 weeks off, of course, and that kind of puts people going and looking for you and to say, well, what's happened to them? They were there, there 3 weeks, and then we're gone for two, and now we're back. But we promise you we'll be here, and you can get a hold of us anytime. But going back to the work that you're doing, Val, people could actually write you and ask for an appointment by phone, if that's the case?
I don't do phone appointments.
You don't?
Just work face-to-face with the people in this area.
Okay.
I'm working towards getting my courses set up so through either doing correspondence and or online. They can certainly email me for, you know, just general information. And you can find my email addresses on my website.
Oh, that's great. You know what I'll do? You email me down all that information, and I'll put a link on my site as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
And then they'll be able to get into you real
right.
quickly.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah,
you still there? Did we lose you up
no,
in the big Northwest?
yes, and I've just finished the rewrites on my book, so the next step in that is getting the query letters put together and sending out to publishers. And
oh, great. The other thing, too, is that you were saying a little bit there about the correspondence course. I know that you've had people ask if you could get something like that done up, because it does cover an awful lot of areas. You know,
yeah.
that we can't get to. I mean, you are doing a service in the Prince George area, and you're living actually a few miles away from Prince George.
A few miles, yeah. I'm actually 55 kilometers northeast of Prince George.
Yeah.
My office is in Prince
George. So, first of all, that's the first part, that you have that area, and there's a few people in Prince George, but there's a lot of outlying areas that the people don't have a church to go to that's connected with what we do.
Well, there isn't a spiritual church here in Prince George.
Exactly, and they don't have any fellowship, like they don't have any groups, but they could start a group, maybe of four or five people, get your correspondence course and start learning together.
Right.
You know, that would be great.
I'm perfectly willing to travel to some of the outlying areas here and do classes. It's just a case of, you know, having people say, hey, we've got six people over here. When can you come?
Exactly.
You know, or a dozen or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it
and I think that's something
it
that...
It doesn't have to be in a high-class hotel. If somebody's got a big rec room and they've got, you know, a dozen people that want to spend a weekend or, you know, a few hours or whatever doing classes, there's always a way to do it.
That's true, because if they got, say, 12 people together in a small community that wanted to have you come in and teach, that a weekend there would be great, wouldn't it? You could do a few readings while you're there?
Yep.
That really would be great.
Yep.
So they should really contact you or contact me, and I can contact you, whatever.
Yep. Well, I'm listed in the Prince George phone book in the yellow pages, in both super pages and the info pages.
Well, great.
Under psychics and under hypnosis, you know, so they can always contact me through the center there.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your hypnotherapy. That's quite a tool. A lot of people like it for the regressions and the progressions that you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is quite a tool to have in your hands to help people kind of reinforce their own goals and things of that nature, isn't it, just in the everyday, workaday world?
Yeah, it is. I've already put together two or three CDs, and I'm actually working on another one today, hypnosis CDs for purchase that for different things. I've done one for meeting your guides, and I've done some for going back to the source of a problem, which is more of a hypnotic base of like a regression, but more of a guided thing of, all right, you have this difficulty, go back to where it started, which, of course, is a technique that's very familiar to you.
Kind of clearing the blocks in this life.
Yeah.
And, like, where does somebody give you a concept that you haven't grown, let it grow up? In other words, you've accepted something from somebody else about yourself.
Yeah, and it you know, it can be in this lifetime or in another existence.
Yeah.
I had a young woman who gets a mysterious malady every spring. It's a different one, and nobody can figure out what it is, and it comes on by itself, and it leaves by itself. So we set her back under hypnosis, and we said, all right, go back to where it started. And she comes up with a scenario of being in a time and place where every spring the quote-unquote bad guys would come and kidnap all the healthy women every spring. Well, of course, in that situation, it was very much to her benefit to be sickly in the spring.
Oh, wow.
So then we give her, of course, the hypnotic suggestion of, you don't need this anymore.
Yeah, and it went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Right now, too, there's a lot of people that are making New Year's resolutions, and they're going through problems of dependency on a particular thing like tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found over my hypnotherapy time that if people say, I'm going to become a non-smoker and just choose not to smoke, even just those words, rather than say, I'm quitting smoking and I don't, and, you know, oh, I'm dying because I can't have a cigarette, because that gives that feeling of being...
It gives the wrong message to the subconscious.
Yeah.
Your subconscious, of course, is that mechanism that believes every thought and everything that you say. So if you're saying, oh, I'm dying for a cigarette, well, it's going to prove that that's a correct statement. But the thing is with your subconscious is that it doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction. So in effect, you lie to it. And you keep saying, I'm a non-smoker.
I choose not to smoke.
Yes.
And the same thing even with the diet or with it's non-smoking or whatever. If something happens that you did have a cigarette or you did have that piece of cake, then that doesn't mean that you've blown the whole thing. You just say, well, at that moment I chose to have that cigarette or I chose to have that piece of cake, and now I'm going to choose not to.
Yes.
And that gives them a little bit more freedom and a little less guilt.
Right. And the words that you use choosing to be slimmer, for example, you never want to lose weight because your mind is always going to go looking for what you lost.
Yeah, because it's lost.
Yeah, it's lost.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't want to quit anything because, right, then you're a quitter.
Yeah. And we're not programmed to quit.
Mm.
We're told when we're very young that quitters aren't winners.
Yeah, quitters are losers.
Yeah. And so a lot of it is to do with our language.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah.
Language can help you a very great deal, and it can also hurt you. You know that old saying about sticks and stones can break my, you know, may break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
Well,
actually, it's the words that will do more damage.
Yeah. Actually speaking, you know, I know that when I'm doing hypnosis for someone who chooses to be a non-smoker, the one thing that I try to say to them and also say to people that are around them, don't put nails in your coffin every time, you know, you have a cigarette and you think, oh, I shouldn't have smoked that because it's going to be harmful. Or somebody will say to them, what, are you smoking? You're going to end up with lung cancer or whatever.
Yeah,
you're programming those person with more negativity than the cigarette.
Yep.
So if they're going to choose to be a non-smoker, then we should be encouraging them and saying how pleased we are to see that they are a non-smoker, and they themselves should say, I feel so proud of myself that I'm not smoking, and my people around me are so pleased with me that I'm not, and my clothes smell better, and my food tastes better, or whatever,
right.
You know, and try to keep everything on a positive vein, and because programming somebody that something is a pattern in their past, in their heritage, for instance, your mother had breast cancer, your grandmother had breast cancer, so you're going to get breast cancer. If you keep thinking that way, you will create breast cancer, whether you were programmed to or not.
Your mind creates everything.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you then in reverse say, well, I'm not accepting that, I'm accepting health. It doesn't matter that there's a hereditary inheritance gene there, I'm going to choose for it not to be triggered off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does come a lot, you know, does help a lot with keeping a person away from it. But if not, when they do have to deal with it, keep a very positive healing aspect. Just like that doctor really did the best that he could to fix your leg, but you did a lot of the healing yourself by bringing that energy through God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, and I had a lot of help with spiritual healers, people that did Reiki and healing.
Exactly. And the other thing is, you could have gone the other way. Oh, I'll never walk again. My leg will never be good again. Oh, I've got such pain. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
You know what? That reminds me of something. You know that old saying about birds of a feather flocking together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of my stints in hospital with the leg, because I've had, three operations, I think, on it. Anyway, this lady in the bed next to me, and here, you know, I mean, I've had three operations in 5 days, and she has spent maybe an hour under the knife to correct something with her knee. And, oh, my goodness, you'd have thought she had been crushed by an elephant.
Oh, my.
The way she carried on. And then her friends and her family came to visit her, and it was like six people all spouting negative. And I went, no blessed wonder she's having such a problem.
Exactly. You're just piling manure on it.
Yeah, she's just fertilizing the negativity left, right, and center, and everybody around her is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, well, whatever. You know, I can recall one of my sons had a serious accident, and he's a graphic artist at the time, and it was his right arm that was affected,
mm-hmm.
and they thought they may have to take the arm. And I said to him, Terry, how are you feeling about this? And he said, well, I guess I'll have to learn to sketch with my left hand.
Yeah.
And so a very good positive affirmation going in there. And as it so happened, not only did they save the arm, and they never thought he'd get full use of it back, he's got total use of the whole arm back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so just goes to show you the change that can happen when you bring that energy through.
Yeah, the mindset.
Well,
it's
well,
like shining
you know,
light in
the mirror. This has been great. You're going to come back and talk to me another time more about your work and things?
Oh, absolutely. This is
fun. And we'll get back on the air again. And we're going to have to do the closing now, so I thank you for joining us. Doesn't look like we got any more calls, but maybe the next time that you're on, we'll get a few more calls in. And what I want to do is to remind people, too, to email both www.bbs.com, bbsradio.com, so that's www.bbsradio.com, and give your comments to us online there. Call us at www.innergarden.com and give us some comments there. We get all that information on our site for Val. As well, you want to give your site again?
My site is www.mind-bed.com.
That's good. And so if they want to either talk to you or want to know more information about what we're doing, they can certainly go into that. They
right.
can email us at chapel@innergarden.com. And we take... healing information. In other words, if you want someone healed and you want a prayer to go up for them and help them heal themselves through the love of God, we will do prayers for them, and so will all the people connected with us. So if they just send it to chapel@innergarden.com, just give the person's first name, please, because there's a privacy act. We're really not supposed to know the last name. So just give us the first name. God knows who they are. When you send that out, the minute you send it, there's a prayer going forward anyway. And also, if you, any of you out there want to join the online chapel as far as being a member, it doesn't cost anything for either of those services. So just send us information and we will keep in touch with you. So thanks, Val. And
thank you
come back and see us again soon.
You betcha.
Okay. We'd like to thank all of you that are out there that have been listening to us today, and also like to give you a little bit of information about things that are going on online for us. If you go to www.innergarden.com, we have a wonderful rendition of the song God Has a Dream for Me that you heard at the beginning of this program. And it is performed actually by Cheryl Catherine Smith and arranged by her producer husband, Kevin Swain. And they're also known up here as Off the Hook. And it is available. The two books, Don't Stand There Sucking Your Thumb and The Phenomenal Power of the Subconscious of the Curious Mind, meditation tapes and CDs of both Energy, which is a meditation tape, and the God Has a Dream for Me are available. And any monies that come in that are profit from these books and from the CDs go to the support of this ministry, which keeps us on the air. I'd like you to join us in a prayer of closing. Heavenly Father, God, creator of the universe, allow your healing energy to draw through all of those who need healing in body, mind, and spirit. We know that our own attitudes influence the positive and the open attitude of the healing power of your love. We send healing for the leaders of the nations, and they may influence the decisions that will be best for our planet, for our educators and our ministers, to bring much-needed ethical, spiritual thinking back to our youth, who are the leaders of tomorrow. As we close, let us remember to be tolerant of others and their beliefs, and may we start our own lives to be in the glory of your love, O God. Amen. We thank you again. We thank www.bbsradio.com for allowing us this time to bring the online chapel. And we also ask that you join us next Sunday. And this is Reverend Barbara Leonard asking you to go to the sites and send us information. Go to BBS Radio and listen to other programming that's on. And thank you so much for joining us.
10 minutes early.